there. Verse 12 of Psalm 92, verse 12. The Bible says, the righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. It shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Verse 13. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the court of our God. And verse 15, 14 says, they shall still bear fruit in old age. They shall be fresh and flourishing. Can somebody even say that to themselves? Say, I'm fresh. I'm flourishing. I like how it sounds. Say, I'm fresh. I'm flourishing. And then verse 15 says, to declare that the Lord is upright. He is my rock and there is no unrighteousness in him. The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. When we started this conversation, I talked about the palm tree believer, and I don't want to go over that. If you were not here, it would be very good to join us on YouTube. And if you have not subscribed to our YouTube channel, that's not a good thing. I think you should. Is it RCCG Victory House TV? RCCG Victory House TV. But actually, if you search for RCCG Victory House Chicago, you'll probably find us. So you can catch up on that palm tree believer. But this morning, I just want to show that there are three levels to flourishing from this scripture. The first level of flourishing from this scripture is the righteous. The righteous. If you are the righteous, you are entitled to flourishing. Because it says the righteous will flourish like the palm tree. And the righteous is that man, that woman that has experienced 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17. The Bible says, if a man therefore is in Christ, not in church, not from the family that goes to church, not somebody that practices what people that go to church practice, but if a person is in Christ, he's a new creature. He says, all things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. Keep moving. Verse 18. 2 Corinthians 5:15-18. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. Keep moving. Keep moving. It says, now then, we are ambassador for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you in Christ's behalf. Be reconciled to God. So the righteous is that man, that woman that is already reconciled to God. And once you are reconciled to God, there is an expectation you can flourish. There is a flourishing that is at the level of you came to Christ. But you see, that is not the only level of flourishing that is available. In fact, many people, they stayed on that level and now it looks like they are not flourishing again. Most of the times when you see somebody that is a believer, and after a while, they become druggy and draggy and, you know, they feel like, well, all this thing does not matter. The reason is that they have not moved from just the righteous. They have not moved from that salvation experience flourishing. Because there is a flourishing you get there. And after a while, if you stay there, your flourishing will now look like you are not flourishing again. And so sometimes many people stay there. That's the beginning of the triangle of flourishing, where you are the righteous. But that's not the end of the triangle. There is more to it. There is another level of flourishing. And the Bible talked about that level of flourishing in that Psalm 92. If you move to verse 13, it says that there are the people that are planted. So there is a level of the righteous shall flourish, but there is a level of they that are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. So there is a flourishing that happens because of your planting. The reason why some people are not flourishing at another level that is available in God is not because they are not the righteous. It's not because they are not a palm tree believer. It's because they have not learned that there is another dimension where you are planted, where you grow roots downwards, where you are located. Every time something is planted, there is a location to it. Excuse me, if you are a child of God, there is an allocation by God for you, but many times that allocation is in a location. You have to find that your location and stay there. There are too many children of God. We have not found our location. That's why our locations has not found us. We have not found where God wants us to be, and we have not planted ourselves. Sometimes we have found where God wants us to be, but we didn't plant ourselves there. We are just there. And if you are just there as the righteous, you will still be frustrated. There are still some things that will irritate you, because the way God has designed it is that there is a next level of fulfillment that happens when you are planted. When you get down into what is happening there, when you immerse yourself into the house of God. That is why, as much as I like technology, as much as I like that people watch things, watch services online, I do not believe, as a child of God, you will reach your fullest potential if you stay online. No, you will not. Because they that be planted, there is a place of being planted. You are in this church, you have been attending this church for whatever number of minutes, and there is nowhere you are planted. We can't locate you in any place. We can't locate you in any department. You have relocated yourself, or you are in a department, but you are not really there. You are not planted, because there is a level of flourishing that happens to men and women who are planted. And God is saying, it's about time for you to get planted. When we are looking at the last 3 months of the year, it's about time for you to grow your roots downwards. Get into what is happening. Be part of what is happening. Let me tell you, in a stadium, you can find all kinds of people. But the greatest reward is for the players. In a church, you can find all kinds of people. But the greatest reward is for the planted. There are so many people in this church, for example. There are some people that are watching us and they like everything we post on social media. Or, but let me even start from the zero level. There are some people that are watching us, they don't deal. They don't like it. In fact, you won't know that they are watching us. It's the day that you get into one error or something happen. You know, maybe like the day the rain fell in church. is a personal miracle in Victory House. There was a particular day, it was not raining outside, but it rained in our church. In fact, the rain rained so much that we had to summarize the service. So, in those kind of days, the people that are just watching, who don't deal, they will see that those days. And they can see you on the way and they say, ah, I saw your church the other day, it was raining. When there was no rain outside, we saw the rain happen. So there's a group of people like that. There's another group of people. They just deal from afar. They are not the first category. They look like they are with us, but they are not really to. It's at an arm's length. As far as I'm comfortable, as far that there is no problem, as far as pastor doesn't see anything that annoys me, as far as somebody doesn't come too close to my comfort zone, as far as I'm, you know, whatever reason you give yourself, there is that category of people. And there are, of course, the category of commentators. You know, commentary is one of the easiest things to do in any sport. Many people that watch sport here, you know that many commentators know what to do. You see, the coach should have done this, you know. Just like commentators here, pastor should have done this. But most times, commentators don't see the full picture. They don't see the full picture. But the people, even more than the player, the manager or the coach, that sees the full picture, they are the players. They are the people that are planted. So when you want to flourish, when you want to begin to enter into another dimension of flourishing, you need to understand that you have to plant yourself. In this level of flourishing, you are going to give yourself to service and sacrifice. You see, the people at the level one of flourishing, they are at the level, comfort level. There is a level of flourishing you and I will not get into until we get into sacrifice. It's the order of the day. I have seen many people that have seen many great men of God. Oh, man of God, I celebrate you. I covet the grace upon you. You need to know the level of sacrifice that is on that place. I want to be like you. Be careful. Because what you are asking for, if God answers you, you probably don't have your weekends again. You may not have vacations again. You may not be able to visit. There are many things of life that you will seems will elude you. Why? Because at the level of flourishing is heavy sacrifice. I remember several years ago when we were young, you know, I was a young man and I was in boarding school, you know, and my friend who is the son of the Geo was in another boarding school. We were in the same city. And I remember that is done. Our general overseer, Pastor Iyi Adeboye, would have preached Friday into Saturday, and they have this, what they call, visiting day. So he will still come to that city from where he has preached, and you would tell that he's visibly extremely tired, but he knows that I just need to still show up for this guy. And if you see him there, and so many people that know him or know the son, they want to be like him, but they don't know the sacrifice that brought him there, because it is many hours of no sleep. And that's a very small sacrifice. I just use that example of sacrifice because I can show you some other sacrifice that if some of you hear it, you want to say, ah, I don't want the second level of flourishing. But second level of flourishing is very profitable and is available for you. But it's available in your planting. In that second level of flourishing, you are going to be given to service and you are going to be given to sacrifice. Your language will look like 2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 15. 2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 15, where Paul said, I am willing to spend and be spent. That's the language of that level of flourishing. The language of spend and be spent. It's like you are burning the candle on two ends. It's like you are not doing as convenient, you are doing as commanded. You are not living your life based on what is available. I can just freely do. It's now you have a Lord. God, Jesus is your Lord. You know, at the first level of flourishing, Jesus is your Savior. At the second level of flourishing, Jesus is your Lord. He's not your Savior. Jesus doesn't give you advice. He doesn't tell you what you want to hear. He doesn't tell you what you like. In fact, many times, if you are at the level of flourishing, many times, what people are clapping for, when you get into the closet, God will say, that's not... Why are you celebrating? When men are applauding you, God will say, no, you didn't do that right. God will chastise you. God will correct you. You know, there are too many Christians, they know the God that deals at the level one. And they think the God that deals in level two stopped dealing after Old Testament. They think that, in the New Testament, it's only level one that God deals with all. He just wants everybody to come to him and be saved. And once people come and they are saved, that's about it. It's not true. There is a level two dealing. There is a level two dealing. Where is the Lord? And he's the one that commands you. And he is the one that wants to make you sacrifice. He's the one that wants to make you spend. It is at this level that there are dimensions that you will not come into the ordination that God has for you if you don't enter into this place. If you are married here, you understand that if you really want to enjoy your marriage, after a while, it will not just be because you love one another. It will be some choices that you will make and some personal sacrifices. You will not always have your way, no matter who you are. You know, some people be like, as the man, I will exert myself. It's when you get married, you now find out that no matter the temperament of the lady that you marry, you will find out that you're exerting yourself. And sometimes you will check it out when you enter the house, because you will exert yourself and you find yourself alone. You just be by yourself. You just find out that I'm exerting myself, and they will not be watching you as if they are watching you in TV. After a while, when you discover that, I think I'm alone on this, then you now come back from that your high horse and bow down and say, well, I refuse to exert myself. In fact, there's no self again. Forget about self. That's what and that's the level God is calling us, where we are planted. In this level of flourishing, in the beginning state, nothing is seen. It looks like there's nothing. You are doing nothing. It looks like your life is hidden. It looks like you are making effort, and the effort is not bearing fruit. It looks like you are committing to a lot of things and your commitment is not showing up. I remember many years ago, I was part of a church, and God had given me some prophetic words, you know. I had some prophetic word that nations. When I had those prophetic word of nations, I thought that when I show up anywhere, they'll just sit in my face and see nations. And even if I sit at the back, they'll just come and call me and say, why are you sitting at the back? Come forward. You are to the nations. Nobody even knew there was anything nations. Even me, after a while, I started to doubt it. I started to think to myself that I hope I'm not wrong about these things that I have believed. But the more I plant myself, I was hidden, and I was hidden, and I was hidden. And sometimes, that man, that woman that is planting himself, and going deeper into God, sacrificing, servicing, that nobody sees. One day, it will just look like suddenly. You know, that's what they say. They just say, it just came from nowhere. Have you heard people say that kind of thing before? I've heard people say that to me. Just from nowhere. I say, if you know how long this my nowhere is, if you know how far this nowhere is, if you know how sacrificial this nowhere is, but there is a level of flourishing that will not happen until you get into this level of commitment with God. And I'm praying for you this morning that as many of you are on level one, God will move you to level two. In the name of Jesus. You are not saying amen. God will move you to level two. In the name of Jesus. Then there's the level three. The level three is a combination of level one and two. It says, even in old age, they shall still be fat and flourishing. Why is level three possible? When you do not forget level one, when you do not forget level two. There is a tendency that with time, there is a tendency that with age, there is a tendency that with longevity, you begin to revise your commitment. You begin to go back. You begin to reduce what you used to do. You almost begin to walk from afar. You almost begin to now walk from the back. Most people in the beginning days, if you start a job, for example, in the beginning days, you probably get there early. After a while, you know the way not to necessarily get there at that time and still be fine. And after a while, some people, you know, in very rare cases, they get there very late. But let's even say people are very, you know, with jobs, some people are a little more disciplined. But let's come to church. When some people just get born again. I mean, sometimes I ask God to baptize me with the freshness I had when I gave my life to Christ. Oh, when some of us first got born again, it was like the thing was doing us somehow. You know, we were intoxicated. Something happened to us. We had this passion. We wanted to do this, wanted to do that. Then after a while, when you have seen life, when you have seen the people of God, when you have seen the people that you are sacrificing for, and you are like, is it worth it? When you have planted yourself like they told you to plant yourself, when you have given yourself as they told you to give yourself, and you will see like it looks like you didn't receive anything. It looks like somebody did something to you. You know, recently somebody came to meet me and was asking me a question. He said, well, how do you deal with the betrayal? How do you deal with the situation when if you pour yourself so much, if you do so much, and you get betrayal? I say, how do you deal with that? I smiled. I said, betrayal is part of the game. I said, even Jesus could not avoid betrayal. Even Jesus, he prayed all night. He still chose somebody that was going to do him something serious. And some of you think Judas is the only one that was a big deal there. I even think Judas's own is small. Peter's own is bigger. You know, Judas did not contest it. When they said somebody was going to, you know, the only thing Judas just said was that, is it me? You know, and Jesus said, what you have to do, do quick. You know, something like that. But Judas not said, no. Jesus came to Peter and said, the devil came to me and asked for you. You know, if me, Jesus is talking to me like that. Jesus, the Son of the Living God, he's talking to me like, I'll be humble. And I will hear what he say. The devil came to me and asked for me. He said, but I have prayed for you. You know, Peter was, you are going to deny me. No. How can I deny you? He said, you are going to even do it three times. No. I will die for you. That kind of betrayal is bigger than the other one. Because the person that told you that, be going, you see me on your back. Or you know, this challenge that they are doing on TikTok now and all of that kind of thing, that they'll say you should fall into their arms. And somebody will run away and you fall on the floor. That is what Jesus, Peter did for Peter. Peter did for Jesus. He said, be going. Is it not cross? Uh-uh. If they pull your cross, if it's not tall enough, I will stay, they should hoist my own too. I will make my own tall so that I will comfort you there. And then he denied him. So he was betrayed. So I told that person, I said, in the scheme of betrayal, what you need is to choose more 12. Multiply your 12 so that, because it is 11 to 1, so have more 11s so that the 11s will outweigh the ones. Can somebody, do you understand that? It means that the trial will come. But just keep pushing yourself into God. Just keep standing with God. Because there is not only betrayal that will come. You are going to raise some people that will stand. You are going to raise a John. Even some of the betrayal, there will be conversion. There will be people that will betray you initially. But one day, they will become your best ally. They will die for you. Because eventually, this thing that Peter said, that he won't betray Jesus. He eventually, God took him up on that word. And history tells us that Peter died upside down. They crucified him upside down to show you how he now eventually stood for Jesus. So he was a converted betrayer. So I'm saying to you, there are levels in this flourishing thing. And God wants you to scale to one level after another level. He wants you to move to one level. No matter the level that you are now, you can keep repeating the cycle. You can ask for grace, because there is a grace that helps men. There is a grace that propels men. It's like a second wind. It's like something that comes from people that are athletes. You know, sometimes they think that they are tired, and suddenly there is a new burst of energy so that they can carry to the finish line. I'm praying for somebody listening to me this morning that there is a new grace. There is a new surge of energy that will carry you to the finish line in the name of Jesus. So level one, you're saved. Level two, you are servicing or doing service and sacrifice. Level three, in old age, you don't stop. God gives you grace to keep going on, and you keep, you know, staying as the righteous, and then you keep serving and sacrificing, like Hebrews chapter 13 verse 14 says. Hebrews 13 14 says, here have we no continuing city. We seek another to come. You have, I think in one of the services I mentioned, this permanent beta system where you don't feel like you have arrived. You don't think that we now know it. No. We are all still striving. We are all still reaching forward. We have not attained here. We are not at the best stage yet. It's until we see Jesus that will become at our best. But until we see him, we'll keep on seeking, we'll keep on pushing, we'll keep on digging, we'll keep on showing up in church. That's why if I came to church last week, praise God for last week, I'll show up this week. You know, it is in the things of God and, you know, spiritual things that it seems that people want to use their history for their future. In feeding, people don't use their history. Hello? Do you use your... There are people that have eaten before the service, and they will still eat after the service. They are not going to say, I remember that I ate very nice 10-course meal in downtown Chicago yesterday. And because of the memory of what I did, I won't eat again. I am filled with that memory. How many people do that? No, nobody does that. That's how we have to do with spiritual things. That's how we have to do when we want to flourish. We need to have a level of forgetfulness. We need to forget what is in the bag. We need to forget and keep moving forward. And as we do that, God will make us flourish more and more in the name of Jesus. All right,